Hello, I'm Deborah Solomon. Today I'm at the Jewish Museum, which is just unveiling a new show called Other Primary Structures. And it is riffing on a historical show called Primary Structures that happened at this museum in 1966 when it put on what has been billed as the first ever show of minimalist art in this country. Minimalism, of course, threw just about everything out of art other than form. It threw out the storyline, it threw out the plot, it threw out narrative, it even seemed to throw out brushstrokes and emotion, if that is possible, and it produced a lot of sculptural trapezoids that came to fill our public plazas. The first minimalism show included many of the major figures of the minimalist movement, especially Don Judd, Robert Morris, Tony Smith, Richard Archwager. So for all these years, art historians and professors acted as if minimalism was an American invention. But, surprise, surprise, American and British artists were not the only ones fooling around with minimalism, and this show offers a really refreshing global look at countries all over the place. For me, the strongest work came out of South America, where there was a movement called concretism that was similar to minimalism. We have many wonderful pieces in the show from the very early 60s, such as Ligia Clark's sculptures, which in this case are tabletop sculptures with movable parts. They're completely abstract. A sign says, "Please touch." I admired Sergio Camargo, who is a Brazilian artist. He specializes in small-scale wooden sculptures that have geometric parts and are painted all white. And they hint at the geometry of the future, but at the same time have a really strong handmade presence. And to me, that's minimalism at its best. Minimalism has been hailed by the Museum of Modern Art and many other arts institutions as the most influential art movement of the past half century. And the news that it may not have initially originated in New York, but elsewhere in countries where the Museum of Modern Art wasn't looking, certainly seems to me worth exploring and makes this show historically interesting.